Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us.
Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination.
One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask New People, AskNewPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Wilfrid Laurier University quarterback Taylor Elgersma joins me, and this guy is an absolute stud that you need to pay attention to going into the 2024 U Sports or OUA season. He's the reigning OUA MVP, led U Sports in passing yards last year, set a new OUA completion percentage record, just edging out Trey Ford's mark from a few years ago, and led Canadian University football athletes in total touchdowns. This guy is an absolute rising star. And Taylor, I don't know if you know this yet, but I'm a big backer of Canadian quarterbacks and Canadian University quarterbacks at that. And the CFL is starting to give them a legit opportunity. For you, first and foremost, though, I want to go back and start with, how did you start playing football and grow a love for the game?
Yeah, so I was a hockey player growing up. That was my main sport, and that's kind of what I always had a passion for. And then when high school hit, I just kind of started playing football for fun, and our grade 10 team needed a quarterback. And as soon as I started playing it, I fell in love with the game. I fell in love with the schematic part of the game, the leadership that comes with being the quarterback of the team. And after that season, I just switched over sports. Football became my main focus and what I wanted to do. And ever since that moment, I've been trying to play professionally.
That's a big switch to make in Canada, going from hockey to football. What position did you play on the ice?
I was a hard-hitting defenseman in hockey. I was our shot blocker, our penalty killer, our tough guy. So that was kind of my role in hockey for sure.
And what made you want to switch?
I think just – football is a game that requires so much detail, and playing the position of quarterback, you get to have so much control, you get to make so many decisions, you get to get the ball in your hands every single play and put your teammates in the position to succeed with the decisions you make. And so kind of the combination of the mental side of the game, the leadership that comes with it, and the physicalness, like it's still a very physical game. As we know, we got to be tough as quarterbacks. We get hit all the time. And so kind of the combination of all that really was what made me fall in love with this sport.
Was the first time that you started playing football in grade 10 in high school?
Yeah, I never played before that. That was my first experience getting my feet wet, and I loved it.
That's wild to think of when you look at the stats that you put up last year. Over 2,600 passing yards, 24 touchdowns, 18 through the air, and were named the OUA MVP. Where did you go to high school? And do you credit some of those coaches that coached you there with your development?
For sure. I went to high school at Oak Ridge Secondary School. Not traditionally a super football playing school, but we had some great coaches in the years that I was there that really wanted to invest in our team and develop our program. So Coach Sean Timbeck, Coach Mike Darling, and Coach Austin Scarpelli, he's with the Beefeaters right now. And so just having those guys that actually wanted to see guys at our school go to the next level, play university football, and develop the football program were definitely big for me, and like fall in love with the game and wanting to pursue it outside of just playing for fun in football or in high school.
So take me through your high school career and the recruiting process. How did you start to gain attention from university scouts?
Yeah, so I played my grade 10 year. It went well, and it was fun, but I was still super raw. I was just out there slinging the ball around, but didn't really have a lot of, like you said, football background. And so started playing junior Mustangs for Coach Matt Snyder, and I developed a lot there, kind of learning the ins and outs of the game, and the base scheme that you kind of learn of playing AAA football as opposed to just high school. And then my recruiting was a little bit different than most because it was during that COVID time. And so I was going to go back for my grade 13 season at Oak Ridge, knowing that I hadn't played a ton of football. And then it was the COVID year, and so I realized there wasn't going to be a high school season. And so when I realized that high school season wasn't going to happen, I just kind of opened it up, my recruitment, and said, like, I'm going to make a decision this week. Heard a bunch of teams out and ultimately decided that I wanted to go play for Coach Falds and Coach Galloway over here at Laurier. And I thought it was a really good fit with, like, who I was as a person. I really wanted to play for them as coaches, and that's kind of how that happened.
You're a London, Ontario boy. Did you ever think about playing for the Western Mustangs? You talked about playing for the Junior Mustangs. Usually that's the route a lot of players go.
For sure. I mean, for me, a lot of the reason why I didn't end up going there, I definitely considered them. They're a great school, and we know the winning culture that they have over there. And so it's tempting to not go there. And so for me, a lot of the reason why I didn't end up going there was because I wanted to be part of a team that builds that winning culture. And it's not already there kind of set out for me, especially at the position that I play. I feel like it's super valuable to go and set your own standard at a school. And we have the coaches here to do it. And I knew that winning culture was here at Laurier, but it was about kind of bringing it back. And so being able to go to an opportunity where I could go do that as opposed to kind of step into that was definitely a big decider of why I chose Laurier over Western.
Did you look south of the border at all? Was there any interest from United States schools?
I never looked south of the border, mostly because my grade 13 year would have really been the year where that kind of stuff would have developed. I'd only, like I said, played my grade 10 year, and my grade 11 year was when I was going to kind of figure out all these like offers and where I wanted to go. And so I had some trips booked that I was thinking about doing in my grade 13 year to kind of go explore some of that stuff. But ultimately with COVID and everything like that, that kind of shut that down. And so I ended up going off to Laurier, obviously.
Was Laurier the leader the whole way through the recruiting process, or did you ever think about going anywhere outside of Ontario?
I definitely considered schools outside of Ontario, but for me, like I said, Laurier was kind of the leader just because I sat down by myself opposed or outside of just listening to recruiting calls and listening to coaches or going on visits, and kind of made a decision on what fit looked like for me and the things that I felt were important. And a lot of them was coaching staff. A lot of them was who I wanted to play for. A lot of it was offensive scheme. And we had just got a new recruiting coordinator in Coach Galloway, who he puts the ball in my hands a lot and lets me make a lot of decisions. And so being able to play for him really developed me throughout my years here, because I get to learn from every decision I make and make a lot of decisions versus different offenses in the country where there's less on the quarterback's plate. And distance from home, all that would definitely put Laurier in the lead. And then I obviously, you know, was curious about other schools, and there, I'll name a couple. I mean, Coach Cercelli, I played for Joe Cercelli in Junior Mustangs in my senior years. And so knowing that they were going to take over that Windsor program was enticing, and there's definitely others as well. But Laurier was always the leader.
Todd Galloway there has raved about you, and he really believes you have upside with not only Laurier, but into professional football. We'll get into that in a moment. How do you go from playing high school football in grade 10, and it's the first time that you're ever even playing football, to becoming the OUA MVP, leading the country in passing yards, total touchdowns, and setting a new completion percentage record in the OUA at 75.2%, beating out Trey Ford? Like, how is that possible?
Hard work. I mean, a lot of this was just being willing to work over those COVID years that I talked about, where a lot of guys took that time to maybe improve their bodies, work out a lot. A lot of my work was mental. And I knew I could throw the ball. I knew I had the physical attributes, but I knew that I was new to football, and so I needed to do everything I could to be ready to go digest the university playbook and excel in the university playbook. And so during that COVID year where I moved up to Waterloo and I was meeting with Coach Galloway every single day, really diving into that playbook so that I could come compete as well as I could in my first training camp there. And that was definitely a huge impact. And then also my time spent in CFL training camps really developed me. I spent a couple of years in Toronto and this year in Hamilton. And so being able to experience what a CFL offense is like, use that to help develop our offense and learn from Coach Galloway and learn from the coaches at those programs were definitely big in my development.
A lot of people in the CFL world will say, look at the Canadian quarterback internship program and think it's kind of just this fun thing that gives guys an opportunity to go in there and maybe doesn't actually lead to the real opportunities down the road. That said, we've seen it with Trey Ford, who's emerged as a rising star in the Canadian Football League. So how beneficial was it for you to get in there two times with the Argonauts and, as you mentioned, this past May with the Tiger Cats?
I understand why people can think that about the program. And the way that I feel about it is that you get out of the program what you put into it. And so when I went to my time with Toronto, I treated it like I was competing for a roster spot. I treated it like I was a player on that team. And so from the first day I was in there, 5 a.m. out of there at 10 p.m. with those guys, working as hard as I could to make sure that I understood that playbook, that I could ask questions that were going to better me as a football player, see how fast the defenses were moving and take live reps. And I think that the effort that I put into it was why I developed so much from it. Those coaches invested in me, but they invested in me because I was willing to show that I wanted to learn it and I was ready to take those steps. And so I think that that's a big part of the program is you have to go in and compete like you're the one going to compete for a job. And take it that seriously and use that whole month to your advantage is definitely the way to do it.
You had a chance to be right alongside some big-name quarterbacks, McLeod Bethel-Thompson, Chad Kelly, and Bo Levi Mitchell. What did you take away from seeing how those guys go about being a pro?
Yeah, I think that obviously you can learn a lot technique-wise from those guys in just different ways. I think Chad was really good in terms of, you know, trying to explain things in his own way and getting you how to feel different drill work, different footwork, different throwing mechanics, because he really excels in throwing while moving. And so being able to take pieces from him on that, I think McLeod, I learned a lot about leadership. Watching him, I was a young guy just out of my first year. And so watching the way that he conducted himself in that locker room and took charge of it and commanded the offense to run the way that it should have was definitely a big thing that I learned from him. And then Bo is all about process. Like, he's a great dude. And I think that being able to see him in this environment in Hamilton, which is new for him. He spent so many years in Calgary and he was so willing to adapt and learn from Coach Milanovic and take control over this new offense and the process that he did every single day in order to do that, I think was definitely beneficial. So I think I took a little bit of different things from each of those guys and each of them really excel in their own certain things, but definitely super cool to be able to work alongside of all of them.
Do you have notebooks full of little scribblings from these times at CFL training camps that you're going to use to have an even better season in 2024?
Yeah, for sure. I have, I'm a scheme junkie. I love to write stuff down. So I got notebooks filled. You're right. I got two or three from each experience of just different ideas of some of it's their stuff, some of it's the way that I could change their stuff into our terminology. And I think that our offense evolved a lot from my first year to my second year, from my second year to my third year, just based on going to CFL camps, seeing the way that they read the defense, the terminology that they use, or different ways that they can put defenses in binds. And I think a big thing for us in our offense this year is finding that next step to evolve. By the end of the year last year, teams were playing us super tendency-based. They know that we are high RPO-style offense. We pull the ball a lot. We get the ball in our playmakers' hands in space. We have a lot of drop-back pass game, a lot more than you'll see typically in U Sports level. And so being able to find ways to counter off that and keep teams honest and not just play a so tendency base is definitely going to be a big thing for us.
You sound smart and like you're just always wanting to progress. And I just have to say, I saw you shred my alma mater, the University of Guelph. I'm unbiased, but you threw for 6 touchdowns in that game, tied a program record. And I'll never forget that because it was the first time that I really got to see you up close and personal. I'm like, this guy I need to keep tabs on because you kind of just get a feeling about players when you've been in this business. I haven't been in it super long. I don't want to age myself, but for over a decade now. And I'll give you examples. Nathan Rourke and Trey Ford come to mind of guys that I saw. And I'm like, you know, the way they're approaching this, their work ethic, just who they are as people seem like it's going to give them a really good shot to be at least guys who get a chance at the pro level. And I get that same vibe from you, Taylor, because you're going after this in a way that is very interesting to me and in a way that you don't know everything. So this offseason, you actually took it upon yourself to go down to the United States and undergo some even more intense quarterback training. Can you tell us who that was with and what it was like and also how you learned from it?
Yeah, so I went down to Birmingham, Alabama, 16-hour drive. It was a long road trip, but it was definitely worthwhile. I went down to work with quarterback country and Coach Ben Neal, and it was an outstanding trip. I know that Trey went down there for a similar thing before he got his opportunities down there, and so a lot of it was understanding drill work and technique and obviously improving my motion and learning from those guys that I've worked with, a bunch of NFL guys and top D1 guys. But a lot of it was also learning how to translate the Canadian game into the American game and the similarities between coverages, the similarities between concepts, and just different terminologies that they use down here versus that we use in Canada was definitely beneficial for not only my understanding of American football, but my understanding of football in general. I mean, the more you can start to pair these concepts and coverages together and understand them, in timing with your footwork, in timing with reprogressions, is definitely just going to make me get the ball even faster and keep making good decisions.
Who are some of the other quarterbacks that have gone through QB country? I feel like it's a long list of notable names.
There's a long list of notable names, and they have kind of different centers throughout the United States with different guys, and specifically in Birmingham. Taylor Powell works with Ben as well, and so from some Canadian guys, but then also down NFL guys, Gardner Minshew's there. I know Drake May has been there. Bo Nix is there. And they have a bunch of guys, but those are just a couple that come to the top of my head. And so getting able to see those guys tape and the way that they do it and being able to learn from the same guys that those guys are learning from is definitely super cool.
When you're going down there and you're talking about learning the American version of the game, 11 on 11, the smaller field, and the rest, how does that translate for you in terms of what you want to do in potentially getting an opportunity as a pro?
Yeah, I think a big thing for me is being able to show that I understand our offense inside out and I understand Canadian football inside out. And so being able to do that can show guys down in the States that I can learn the American game. And if you can understand football, if you can understand scheme, then you'll be able to pick up whatever a specific offense you're in. If you're a smart guy and you understand how those things work, then you're able to kind of translate that from offense to offense and from league to league. And so a lot of it for me was understanding how, you know, Canadians, we have an extra DB on the field, you know, a dime or a Sam linebacker, and how our rotation with the boundary half is very similar to how you'll see rotation between the safeties in the American game. And so box play is box play. And so a lot of it is just understanding how many different sets we can get in the Canadian game, having 5 eligibles and being able to motion and waggle and having that be more stationary with less receivers in the States. It's just more about simplifying it and seeing how that rotation that we see in Canada is similar to the rotation that you can see in the States. And so I think just learning how those games complement each other and how our different formations can complement what you would see in an American game is what I learned for sure.
Could that help you for potentially going down there and playing some of these all-star games, I guess they call it?
Definitely. I mean, that's part of what this prep work is for, is learning this American game so that when I go down and get the opportunity to play American game, I know what I'm seeing. And obviously it's not going to happen overnight. Like 1 week session, I'm not just going to suddenly understand all American defenses, but starting to get those terminologies in place and those concepts in place is just going to start that learning and planning on continuing to learn from Coach Ben and do Zoom calls with him and keep up with the whiteboard stuff so that when those opportunities do come, I can take the biggest advantage of them that I can.
We've seen Nathan Rourke be able to get selected in the CFL draft, use a great part of his season, we'll call it, with the BC Lions to springboard himself into a lot of NFL interest. And he's currently with the Atlanta Falcons. Last season spent the majority of the season with the Jacksonville Jaguars before getting picked up on waivers by the New England Patriots. To finish the year, he made over $500,000 USD. And then in the offseason, after the Patriots selected Drake May, who you said came through QB country as well, third overall in the draft, they put Rourke on waivers. The New York Giants picked him up. He goes through unclaimed and now is with Atlanta. And then you have Trey Ford, who played at a school that's really close to you at Wilfrid Laurier University there. He played at the University of Waterloo, who is a guy that seems to have so much potential in the CFL. And he had NFL interest as well. I believe a couple of workouts and a minicamp in his past down in the NFL, an explosive athlete. When you see what those two have done, do you envision yourself taking a similar route, whether it's getting an opportunity down in the States or in Canada in the CFL?
Yeah, I mean, of course, I have high goals for myself and high visions for myself, but ultimately I want to be a professional football player. And so getting to see what those guys are doing and making the most of their opportunities, I mean, Trey doing his thing and getting them that big win last week and Rourke continuing to push down in the States, I mean, it's definitely goals for me to go try and achieve. And I just want to stay focused on my path and keep working hard. And ultimately, I want to be a professional football player. So anything that I can do to continue to go down that road and give myself an opportunity is just where my mindset's at. Is I don't want to look too far. I don't want to look past the season. I don't want to look past McMaster. But I know that I just got to keep doing my thing, keep working as hard as I can and let the rest fall into place.
When we're talking about a guy like Trey Ford, who played Canadian University football at a high level, won the Heck Crichton Award, got a lot of notoriety, getting a legit opportunity in the CFL to start games, do you feel like that helps guys like yourself in the future be viewed by CFL scouts and coaches, and a lot of them are American, as we know, as a legit prospect at the quarterback position who can play quarterback at a high level in the CFL or even the NFL?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that it definitely helps us as Canadian quarterbacks, because being able to have someone who is being successful at that level right now can show you that your nationality doesn't matter. I mean, I want to be evaluated versus American guys, and I don't want anyone to look at me as a Canadian or them as an American. I want us to look at us both as quarterbacks and make an evaluation based on our talent, on our mindset, on our leadership, on our processing speed. And I think that people sometimes can underestimate, especially in the CFL, how beneficial it is to play the Canadian game throughout your whole university career. I mean, we see the same things that I'm doing down in the States, going to try and translate the Canadian game into the American game. That happens for these American guys when they come over from American universities and they got to see an extra DB and they got to see new coverages and they have to learn new concepts and learn the Canadian game that way. And so I think that watching Trey go do his thing as a guy from the U Sports is definitely nice for us. And we definitely cheer him on and are excited at what he's doing. But I think that ultimately, hopefully we can just get to a point where we can just evaluate us as quarterbacks versus each other instead of kind of looking at our nationality.
Preach, man. I'll say it for you. We don't need any more prejudice against Canadian quarterbacks, no matter where they played football, whether it was in the United States, like Nathan Rourke at Ohio University, or Trey Ford at the University of Waterloo, or Taylor Elgersma at Wilfrid Laurier University. You mentioned it, that you're focused on the here and now with the Golden Hawks in 2024. What are some of your team and individual goals for the upcoming season?
Yeah, I mean, we want to win a Vanier Cup. That's our ultimate team goal. And I know that every quarterback at every single school right now is saying the same thing. We want to go win a Vanier Cup. But we know that we have a real possibility to do that this year. I mean, we've taken steps every single year, and last year we We just lost in the Yates Cup, and so ultimately we gotta make sure we come out of the OUA. We gotta do our thing and finish that job. But returning a bunch of guys in our offense that was clicking last year is big for us, and so making sure that we have a very highly productive offense is one of my individual goals. I think it's important that I don't focus on my numbers. Last year I didn't focus on my numbers, and the numbers were what the numbers were. But I need to focus on making sure our offense is working efficiently, that we have a high second down conversion percentage, that we have a high score zone percentage, and ultimately that we're winning football games. And so I think that if I can focus on what the main goal is, which is making sure every single week we end up 1-0, then my individual goals will come with that. Obviously, I was just short of winning what I wanted to last year. I thought that I did what I needed to do to win the heck, but just more motivation for me, an extra chip on the shoulder to go make sure I do that this year. But I know that the only way that's going to happen is if I focus on putting our offense in the best position every single snap.
Who are some of the guys on your offense specifically that you feel like have pro potential? And I feel like those guys could be a couple of your go-to receivers.
For sure. I mean, we know 18-4 have been tearing up the league for a couple of years now. Raiden Thorne, Ethan Jordan, my slot, my wild, and my boundary have been my guys for a couple of years, and they've been doing their thing. And so EJ is one of the quickest guys in all of Canada. He's one of the shiftiest, and he understands how to get open and how to get open in timing. And Ray has the best hands in the country, and is just a dog. He's a playmaker, and so getting to get those guys the ball and do their thing is just what my goal is. And our backfield, Taron Elms was coming off a great camp with Montreal, and he's back for us. And so I'm excited to see what he's going to be able to do with the ball in his hands this year. I know he's motivated. I know he's hungry, and he's worked really hard. And so being able to distribute the ball to those guys is going to be fun.
You want to give some love to the big boys up front?
Yeah, yeah. Our boys up front have been working their tail off this whole off season, and they've been coming together as a group for the last 2 years to dominate. And so I'm excited to see what those guys are going to do this year as a collective. I think that they've gotten better every single year, and I think they're ready to take a really big step this year and be one of the most dominant O lines in the OUA. And having Cooper Hamilton back from a pro camp is going to be nice. We were worried for a second that we were going to lose him, but getting him back at left tackle is going to be nice, and having Josh Rightfield beside him as a big boy, he's worked his butt off this offseason too. And so having those guys there is going to be nice for sure.
What's it like for the Golden Hawks program to have a leader like your head coach, Michael Faults?
It's one of the most, if not the most important thing you can have on a football team. Your players need to be the ones that drive the culture, is the way that I feel about it. Your best players need to be your hardest workers. They need to be the ones that set the standard. But if your coach is not the one who's infusing that in your locker room every single day, then it's not going to work. And so Faults is a guy that everyone loves to play for. We know how much he wants to win. We know his passion for the game and how much he loves us as players, and he shows that to us every single day. And so he's an easy guy to get up for. He's an easy guy that we want to go run through a wall for. And so I wouldn't want to play for anyone else.
Now, I've seen that passion from him going all the way back to his days at John F. Ross Collegiate in Guelph. That's where I played my high school football as well. And Taylor, I'll tell you, I remember watching him through the chain link fence when I was in grade 7 or 8, because that was the high school that I was going to go to. And I was like, man, this guy's really good. And fortunately for me, there was a year where there was a teacher strike, I believe, and there was no high school sports. So Michael went to St. Andrew's College, a private school in the Toronto area, did very well there, but that left the quarterback position open so I could start as a young green grade 10 at John F. Ross. So I've known him through his years, followed his career, you know, both on the field and off the field as a coach, and was around of a lot of the guys that he was tight with as teammates, because I had to kind of earn their trust after Faults left, because they all love that guy so much. So you can understand why he's been such a quality leader of the program. And he doesn't just talk it, he literally walks it. Like, I've heard stories about this guy, Taylor, I'm sure you can back this up or have some of your own unique ones, of him being out on the field shoveling snow just to make sure that he can get practice in. Like, he'll do anything to get this program to where he wants it to be.
For sure. Faults is Me and him are wired very similarly, and he's still a player at heart. If our quarterbacks are light in numbers one day for some reason, he's out there slinging it on scout team. He's doing whatever he can. He is heart and soul of Laurier football, and so being able to work alongside him and have him there with me is just great because we kind of fuel off each other, and we're both such similar personalities that it just works great. And yeah, the shoveling snow is definitely true. He's recruiting help now at least, and he's not doing it all himself. But he definitely, when in the wintertime, we practice no matter what, and then he's been shoveling off that turf for us to get that work in.
Is there anybody else, or could be multiple people, that have been integral in your football career, be it up to this point, Taylor, or helping you navigate the professional landscape in the future?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I talked about Coach Galloway and how good a relationship we have and just being able to develop me as a player and as a person. He's been great. I want to give a shout out to Coach Mike Miller, the quarterback coach for Toronto Argonauts. Being able to kind of spend time. I spent two seasons with them, or two training camps with them, and being able to learn from him, but as a quarterback, but also just as a person, and how to be a good positional coach. He cares about the guys in his room so much, and you can see that, and he has great relationships with them, and so I still keep up with him, and he's definitely been someone that's been really encouraging for me, and a person that I'm super, super thankful for. And then I'll say Trey as well, just because Trey, whether he knows it or not, we've thrown together many times, and we've put in work a lot of times together in off seasons, or even in that COVID year. We kind of had this thing going where we had a group of CFO guys, and he let me come in and throw with him, and just watching how much he cares about it and how he works, and being able to kind of just include me in those kind of activities and get me used to what it's like to play against pros, training with pros, was really beneficial for me, especially as a young guy. This was a lot of my stuff in my first year, and I had high confidence in myself. But there's no reason why these guys that were trying to make the league or in the league should have really cared about some freshman coming out to train with them and throw with them. But being able to do that really, really fueled my passion for wanting to be a professional, and also made it real for me that I knew I could play with these guys. And so those are a couple guys for sure.
Did Trey Ford give you any words of encouragement?
He definitely did. Trey's my guy, and I know that he supports me and is watching me, and got back last year for a game against Waterloo, and just being able to, I know he's disappointed in the result, but being able to hear him come over and say that, you know, he was proud of me and the way that I played and everything like that, and he's going to keep watching me, is definitely nice, and I know that he's rooting for me as well.
That's a sign of a true pro, man. He puts the rivalry aside. For people that don't know, that Waterloo WLU game, or Waterloo Laurier game, that happens every year is packed, and the rivalry is intense, man. So for Trey to put that aside, watch you dice up the Warriors and still come over and give you props, says a lot about who he is.
For sure. He's a great dude. He's a great dude.
Taylor, lots of people will be watching Trey Ford in the CFL, but many need to be keeping tabs on you and what you're doing with Wilfrid Laurier through the 2024 season and on into your professional journey, man. I'm so curious to see how this all plays out for you, and we really appreciate you taking some time to give us some insight into your career, how you got started, and where you want to go. And I think there's a lot of upside for you, so we really appreciate it, man. Thanks for doing this.
Of course, I appreciate you having me on, and we as players appreciate the attention you give the Canadian game that we all love. So thank you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club.
Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.